العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا، وعلى سيدنا ومولانا وإمامنا وقائدنا الإمام الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي المنتظر أرواحنا لمقدمه الفداء وعجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. The best gift that the believers are going to receive on the day of judgment, that is the largest, that is the biggest, that's the most exciting gift. What is it? تحيتهم فيها سلام. They are going to be told peace. Now, some commentators say this sentence is said by God. God is going to address them, receive them and address them with the word salam. Other commentators say those are the angels who are going to receive them. Another commentator says they between themselves, when they are about to enter paradise, they greet each other with the word peace. That is the biggest gift they receive from their Lord. Peace here means what? Means an assurance that all the sufferings that you have endured are behind you. No more suffering. No more anxiety. No more pain. No more loss. No more sadness. That is the meaning of this word. تحيتهم بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام. The righteous وأدخل الذين آمنوا. The righteous, those who have belief, those who are connected with God. Remember, this is first condition. You must subscribe. You must join the club. If you don't join the club, you are not considered a member. So you need to subscribe to this club. Universal club. That is Iman. The faith in God. The faith that there is a day of judgment. There is a day of justice. There is a day of accountability. After death, we are not going to be disintegrated and forgotten. After death, we are going to be resurrected and held accountable. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Everything you did in this life is going to be visible right before your eyes, whether good or bad. You're going to see. تَجْسِيمُ الْأَعْمَالِ. There is a big concept in the Quran. The embodiment, the materialization, tajseem is materialization, embodiment of your deeds. These deeds that you do in this life, good deeds or bad deeds, are going to take a physical shape on the day of judgment. So either they help you if they are good deeds, or they stand against you if you have done bad deeds.
و
وأدخل الذين آمنوا those who have faith وعملوا الصالحات. Two things are always connected to each other. Neither faith alone can help, nor deeds alone can help. They have to be connected with each other. Good faith with good deeds. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They shall be made to enter gardens. They usher them. They show them the way into the gardens. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Gardens with rivers streaming underneath them. They shall live abiding therein خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ By the leave, by the permission of their Lord, they're going to stay there forever. So they greet them with salam. And salam is symbolic for what? For the end of suffering, no more anxiety, no more worries. You are going to go into a place with full peace of mind. تحياتهم فيها سلام. In another verse in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 5, يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ The one who is going to receive them and give them glad tidings is their Lord. يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْهِ Their Lord is going to receive them with glad tidings of His mercy. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْهِ He's the first one standing there is going to tell you, I'm receiving you. You are coming into my home, my abode, my kingdom. The real kingdom of happiness. Disneyland, not far from here. Some consider it to be kingdom of happiness for kids. But to still those kids, sometimes they cry, they are unhappy, they are sad. If they are not sad, their mothers are sad who are taking them, their fathers are sad. So there is no real kingdom of happiness in this life. This life is not meant to be an abode of happiness. This life was designed to be an abode of suffering, of work, of struggle, working hard, of giving, of contribution. It's not for rest. They came to our sixth imam. They said to him, Yabna Rasulullah, Mata al-raha? When is the time of comfort and ease? He said, في أول يوم تنام فيه في قبرك. The first night you sleep in your grave, that is the day of comfort. For the believers, of course. For the believers. But in this life, we are meant to work until last minute, to struggle until last minute, to fight until last minute. There is no raha, no comfort in this life. This life, we are meant here to pass through this life. See how many people we are commemorating here in this mosque. Every week. People who came into this life and they left. So, يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ Their Lord gives them glad tidings of His mercy. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْهِ Mercy وَرِضْوَان رُضْوَان is what? Contentment and satisfaction. Exactly the opposite of contempt. Today I was reading the New York Times. In Washington, they celebrated the National Day of Prayers, and the president was there. He was speaking. Our president was speaking there. And Nancy Pelosi was sitting on the same, you know, same table with him. There was a speaker, the keynote speaker is a professor from Harvard University. He was speaking about how the country should get united because they have lots of division in this country. Lots of politics, lots of hypocrisy in this country. You think that corruption is in the Middle East? This is a fraction of it, reflection of it in the Middle East. The original corruption is here. So he was saying, this professor, he said that our country is ripped off, ripped apart by contempt. By contempt. Each party, each person, each leader puts down the other one, disrespect the other one. They don't shake hand. Can you imagine? They don't shake hand. They don't acknowledge each other. They don't even diplomatically respect each other. Today the president said something in the White House, a word that no president before him said. Go and check it out. They only say it in the streets, people who are drunk, believe me. In the nightclubs when they fight. He said this on the podium in the White House. So there is no respect. There is no respect. God says there in my house, in my abode, there is complete contentment and satisfaction. وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They're going to have lasting bliss. So they receive them with optimism, with good news, with warm welcoming. And the best news they give them, number one, is that you are in peace. No more suffering. When you pass this line, you enter here, no more suffering. No more suffering. No more bad news. No more worrying. Because even in this life, bring me the richest person on earth, and I tell you, he worries. Sometimes he can't sleep the night. The richest person, the strongest person on earth, the strongest person, sometimes cannot sleep the night. They worry. People worry in this life. Even the one who has money, has house, has health, has car, has food, has everything, he fears that one day I'm going to lose it. What happens to me if I lose these things? What happens to me if an accident takes place? What happens to me if someone sues me? So they are always worried. So there is no real gratification in this life. There is no real satisfaction in this life. Even the one that we think, wow, they are rich, look, they are happy. They are not happy. Don't see them on television when they stand in front of cameras. You have to see behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, there is a lot of misery. A lot of misery. Allah says, when you come to my house, there is no more misery. There is a real happiness. Real happiness. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, running underneath them. This is a parable of what? He did not say just anhar. He said tajri, running. These streams, these rivers are running. Running is symbolic of what? Huh? Continuity, exactly. Ahsant, continuity. So this happiness is continuous. So you don't get bored, huh? Don't tell me what should we do in paradise because I don't want to get bored. There is no boredom, alhamdulillah. No fatigue, no weakness. لا يمسهم فيها نصب ولا لغوب. Nothing is going to touch them there. No fatigue. Nasab means fatigue. You are tired. Sometimes your body is tired. You don't get tired in paradise. Neither physical nor mental. Even your brain is always fresh. Your soul is always fresh. You are always smiling there. Always happy. Always welcoming. There is no sadness. No room for sadness in paradise. تحيتهم فيها سلام. And God said, I use the best word for each other to greet. Tahiyya comes from what? What is the roots of tahiyya? Exactly. Tahiyya from hayat, from life. Not death, life. So this is the meaning of tahiyya. And tahiyya is symbolic of what? Of salvation, najat, of peace, of security, of safety. This is why we greet each other with this. We greet each other, tahiyya, our tahiyya. We say, salam, peace. You shall not worry. The Prophet one day turned to his community. He said to them, Allah, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ فِي مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. Do you want me to give you a secret? If you practice this secret, if you practice what I'm going to tell you, the love and the respect is going to increase between you. What is this recipe for love and respect and harmony? What is it? They said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course, because we are always fighting. I'm fighting with my wife, with my son, with my neighbor, with my partner. So yes, teach us something so we can replace these conflicts with peace, with stability, with understanding. He said, Ifshu salama baynakum, spread the word salam among you. Always walk and say salam, but you have to mean it, of course. You mean the salam. Ifshu salama baynakum. Make it a common practice. Teach your children. Teach your family members. When you open your eyes in the morning, be the one who greets your wife. Be the one who greets your family. The wife should be the first. They should fight among them who's number one to greet each other. Don't fight, yani. Race. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. When you greet each other with intention, not without intention. Sometimes the salam is artificial, is diplomatic. It's not real. It's not authentic. But no, when you mean it, say to your neighbor, when you greet them, your friends, inside, outside, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, to bring much peace to your heart. Of course, there are other, you know, sentences you can greet. Good morning, you know, bonjour, bonsoir, khush galdi. What is it in Urdu? Kaisa mizaj hai? Things like that. But the best one among them is what God Himself uses. Because God says, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Then one of the names of paradise is what? The abode of peace. And nothing more comprehensive and more touching than the word peace. Peace. The genesis for every happiness, peace. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا السَّلَامِ. And then God turns to number 24. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً. This is one of the most powerful verses in the Quran. Have you not considered how God sets forth a parable? In the Quran there are many parables, أَمْثَال. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. أَمْثَال are important. These stories, these parables, these examples are very important because it makes the idea easier for us to grasp, to understand. So he gives parables and examples in the Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. A beautiful word is as a good tree. كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ. Its roots are firm in the earth, solid. The foundation are solid, it does not shake. وَفَرْعُهَا, but the branches are in the sky. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاء. What is this parable about? Is he speaking about a specific tree? Some commentators, they say, yeah, the tree is the palm tree. Palm tree is deeply rooted, does not shake. When there is storm, it doesn't shake, and it has beautiful branches. But that is the physical. God does not speak about physical things only. In the Quran, we have tafsir and ta'wil. This book is book of meanings. This book has inner meaning. This book has depth. This is not a newspaper. This is revelation. The author of this book is God. So there is ta'wil. For every verse in the Quran, there is inner meaning, an exegesis. For every verse, for every sentence in the Quran. So some people said, this shajara is a symbol of what? Faith, iman. Others said this shajara means it's a symbol of kalimatu tawheed, la ilaha illallah, which is the most powerful confession, most powerful sentence. Nothing is bigger than la ilaha illallah. The hadith says, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. If your utterance, your last utterance, your last sentence you say before departure is la ilaha illallah, you get the visa, the passport for paradise. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah. So then what is this tree? The tafasir of the people who received the book in their homes. نزل القرآن في بيوته. Quran descended upon the Prophet, around the Prophet. Who were around the Prophet? Always there was a man there next to the Prophet. His name is Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Or his daughter Fatima, or his family, or the loyal people who were with him. So they say the meaning of shajaratin tayyibatin ka shajaratin tayyibah, كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً هُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ وَآلُ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَيْهُمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. It's the Prophet, it's Imam Ali, it's Fatima al-Zahra, it's Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Imam al-Sadiq says, رَسُولُ أَصْلُهَا, the main trunk of this tree is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa amirul mu'minin far'uha. The division of this far' of this tree is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Wa Fatimatu Zahra akhsanuha. The branches of this tree is Fatima alayhi salam. And awraquha, the leaves are Hassan and Hussein and the children of Fatima alayhim as-salam. وَعِلْمُ الْأَئِمَّةِ ثَمَرُهَا. The fruit of this tree is the knowledge of the imams. Why the knowledge of the imams? Because the following verse, the following one, which is 25, says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. This tree brings forth its fruit in every season, in every season. Every time. There are certain trees that give fruits during specific times. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, no more than that. But God says this tree is special. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا, gives forth its fruit in every season. كُلَّ حِينٍ, كُلَّ حِينٍ. 24/7 there is a fruit. And this is a metaphor for the knowledge of the imams, ilmu al-a'imma alayhimu salam. Whenever people needed something to ask, they go to the imam. Imam does not tell him, hold on, let me think about it, and I see you tomorrow. I'll give you the answer tomorrow. The answer is ready. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. In another hadith, Imam al-Sadiq says, وَشِيعَتُهُمْ شِيعَةُ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَرَقُهَا. The leaves of this tree are the followers of Ahlul Bayt, the sincere followers. Imam al-Sadiq says, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ, whenever there is a believer is born into this life, لَيُولَدْ فَتُورِقُ وَرَقَةً فِيهَا. A new leaf is going to born on this tree, on the branches of this tree. وَعِنْدَمَا وَإِنَّ الْمَوْتَ. If a mu'min dies, leaves this life, لَيَمُوتْ فَتَسْقُطُ وَرَقَةً مِنْهَا. One of these leaves are going to fall down. So the Shias are, the followers are the leaves of this tree. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. The family of the Prophet are the source of this goodness in this universe. Al-Razi, Al-Razi is the biggest mufassir in the Sunni tradition. If you ask any scholar who is number one in explaining this book in the Sunni school, his name is Al-Imam Al-Razi, Al-Fakhr Al-Razi. There are two Razis, one Sunni, one Shia. Fakhr Al-Razi is Sunni. He produced a Tafsir Al-Kabir, the grand tafsir of the Quran. He's number one. Followed by others. Tabari may be number two, Baydawi number three, but Razi is number one. Razi says, look at how Banu Umayyah and Banu Al-Abbas, they murdered Ahlul Bayt. They murdered their imams, their leaders, their young ones. Their men and women were exterminated. They went after them. None of them had a natural death. The family of the Prophet, none of them had died in bed. None of them. But he says, look now, look at the sages, the descendants of Ali and Fatima. They filled this life, the earth, with their blessings. He says, this is the shajara al-tayyib. This is the shajara, the tree that gives a fruit all the times, produces good fruits. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. That is the family number one. First family is this family. Because it has nothing but blessings. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was introduced to us, for us, as a gift, as a source of salvation, as a source of blessings. Each member of them is full of barakat and blessings. Not only the family, the descendants of Ali and Fatima, not only the ma'sumin, put them aside. But even the ordinary ones, some of these families that you see them, the descendants of Ali and Fatima, after many hundred years, they give, they produce, they are source of blessings. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا. This is a parable of the good family. The tree is the parable of the best family. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. God sets forth these parables للناس, for us, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. So we might reflect. We might reflect. When we look at those personalities and leaders, we might find the truth. We might. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. But many of them, they don't. Why they don't? Because we are attached to the dunya. We cannot have the dunya and being attached to the dunya, fascinated by the dunya, at the same time we can find the truth. The truth is only found when you are able to detach yourself from ta'alluq, from this attachment to the dunya, from this fascination. Just like the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma li ali Muhammadin wa dunya. How many times the Prophet repeated this sentence? Ma li ali Muhammadin wa dunya. We have nothing to do with this dunya. Fa innahum qad khuliqu lil akhir. And all those who are connected to them, they follow their path. Nowadays are the anniversary of the departure of Ummul Baneen alayhi salam. Ummul Baneen, she's not the descendant of Ali and Fatima, but she was married to Imam Ali. But see how Imam Ali was able to change her. In a few days, on the eve of her wedding, Imam Ali asks her, he says to her, what do you want me to give you as a gift? What do you want me to do for you as a gift? That is the eve of the wedding. She said, Ya Abu al-Hasan, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I want you to change my name. Changing your name? She said, yes. My name is Fatima. Those young ones, your children, Hassan and Hussein, my masters, and Zainab, and Umm Kulthum, whenever they hear my name, you call me by Fatima, تذكروا أمهم فاطمة الزهرة. They remember their mother Fatima. And I don't want to break their hearts. So please change my name. Don't call me Fatima. So Amir al-Mu'mineen gives her this name. He gives her a title, true title, Umm al-Baneen, the mother of the boys. Umm al-Baneen. And she had four children. All those children were dedicated to stand with Imam Hussein in Karbala. They were designed from day one. They were prepared. They were meant from the time of their birth to stand with the truth, with justice, with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein on the day of Karbala. As-salamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat. إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات، إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. Let's raise our hands in dua to pray for many people who asked us to pray for them tonight, especially our dearest brother Haj Ammar, Ammar al-Khudr, who is recovering at home from a surgery, and other people who Mr. Mushtahidi and many other brothers and sisters. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su. Amman yujibu al-muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su. Amman yujibu al-muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su. Ya Allah, munna ala mardana bil-shifai wal-afiyah. المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية عاجلة. إن شاء الله, on this coming Saturday we have the Arabic session from 6 to 8 إن شاء الله. But the following Saturday, which is the 15th, we're going to celebrate the Milad of سيدة نساء العالمين فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها, on Saturday, February 15th. And Saturday, March 7th, we're going to celebrate the Milad of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, inshallah, at this mosque. So invite your family members and your friends to attend, inshallah ta'ala. Ila arwah al-mu'mina wal-mu'minat, and also to the soul, the honorable mother of the Asai family, al-Fatiha ma'a salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صلاة الجمعة at 12 إن شاء الله tomorrow.